Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill. I am the pastor of Providence Church. That is a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America, located in Evansville, Indiana. Today I'm coming to you from my home in Newport, Tennessee, in which we are packing up and getting ready to move to Indiana sometime. Next week, Lord willing. But I did want to get this devotional done for you for a Thursday, October 29th, 2020. This is edition number 27 of season 2 of the Morning Devotional. Today I'm going to take a break from the Sermon on the Mount just for a day or two and just consider a few things as we face certain circumstances and issues in our world today. If you live in the United States, we are facing an election next week. With all the uncertainties that are coming with it, but as God's people, we do not have to fear these things. But let me pray for us first, and then we'll look briefly this morning at Philippians chapter 4. But let's pray. Father, as we consider your word this morning, we pray that you would be gracious to us and help us, that you might minister to us and show forth your favor as we look at your word and we consider the truths that are contained within it. We ask that it would give hope and strength to your people as we learn to rest in and rely upon you. So help us this morning, be with your people and strengthen them, and give to us your spirit now that we might understand and might be edified by these words. From your word, the bread of life, we pray for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, I'm going to read Philippians chapter 4 this morning, just beginning in verse 4. These are familiar words, of course, and but they're words that should help and give comfort to the people of God as we face whatever circumstance it may be in our lives. It could be anxiety over the election that is occurring in the United States. It could be other matters. It could be financial. It could be moving. It could be any number of things, and so. So let me just read these words from Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, again, these are somewhat familiar words to all of us. We have considered these words, actually, in a previous edition of the Morning Devotional. But I think they're helpful for us to meditate upon and ponder in our day and age in which we live. We note the Apostle Paul there in verse 4. He begins with that term that is replete throughout this letter to the church at Philippi. He says to them to rejoice in the Lord always. Now he underscores that admonition of rejoicing by qualifying it with that term, always. Now the object of our rejoicing is the Lord, right? Rejoice in the Lord. Always. And there are many reasons, of course, that we as Christians can do that. We have a Savior who has walked this earth. He has taken to himself flesh. He has endured the sufferings and the trials of this life. He has been tempted of the evil one. He has worked with and labored for men as a servant of men. He was ridiculed. He was scorned, he was mocked, he was spit upon, he was crucified. We have a Savior, this Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, who knows what it is like to live in this world and and face the onslaughts of the uncertainties of our day. He, of course, relied and trusted and placed his complete hope and confidence in his Father in heaven. And so as we learn to rejoice in all things, we remember the one to whom, the one of whom we find our strength and our hope. We rejoice in him and all that he has done and all that he has accomplished on our behalf. And we do this always. And then Paul, he repeats that very admonition verse at the end of the verse by saying, again, I will say rejoice. And then he makes another striking statement in verse 5 by telling us to let our reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. This idea of reasonableness, at least according to one commentator, as it's stated, is that the Greek word denotes the generous spirit that rises above offenses, or a forbearing spirit of which Jesus provides the supreme example. Such a person does not insist on his rights. Only such persons learn the secret of joy. And so if you turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we have at least a cross-reference to this idea of reasonableness. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 1, I, Paul, myself, entreat you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, I who am humble when face to face with you, but bold toward you when I am away. And so here that reasonableness is pictured in that meekness and gentleness of Christ. Now, an anxious person, who is worrying and fretting over much, will not generally display an attitude of meekness and gentleness. There's not peace, right? And it goes on to even say that at the end of the section that we read, verse 7, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Anxiety and worry and discontentment of circumstances do not foster a peaceful frame, mindset, or even atmosphere. And so we're to rejoice in the Lord for all he has done. We are to be reasonable people, gentle and meek with everyone. We are to display the peace that passes all understanding that comes from knowing the Savior through the power of the Spirit. And he says that in verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And so, as we seek to have this peace, as we seek to overcome anxiety or worry or concern about things that may be happening in our lives, we need to constantly remind ourselves to commit matters to prayer. And Paul highlights that type of prayer there in verse 6, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Now, what are we thanking God for? What should we be thanking God for? Well, we thank him for his divine providence and the circumstance that he's placed us in. That is not always easy. That's easy to do when the sky is blue and the roses are blooming, so to speak. But when there's uncertainty, when there's difficulty, when there's things in our lives that create a current of unrest, that's when it becomes more critical that we are thankful people. And as I was speaking with a friend not too many days ago about contentment oftentimes is born out of a thankful heart for that which God has done and what God is doing. And so we pray when we find ourselves at uneasy or worrying or fretting over matters. We commit them to the Lord, just as he did, though he who never worried, who never was anxious, he committed his ways, his entrusted himself to his Father in heaven. We too must also do the very same thing. And so we pray, we set our needs before God, we're thankful for his providence and concerns. And as we learn to do that, trusting and placing our whole hope and favor in Christ, we find that we then we'll have that peace that Paul describes here. I've used this expression before when it comes to worry and anxiety. Worry about nothing, pray about everything. And as one who is prone to those kinds of matters, it's an area in my life that I wrestle with frequently, both as a Christian, as a pastor, I wrestle with anxiety. It is something that I need to constantly remind myself to do, and you probably do too. And so as we face difficult times in our lives, as we face the world before us, as we face uncertainties, and there will be always be uncertainties in this life, we can first rejoice in the Lord for all that he has done for us. And we can know that we are his and he is ours, and that we have been bought with a great price, and that we're part of the family of God, and God is providentially ordering our affairs and our lives and placing us safely and bringing us safely to our heavenly rest. We know this is true, right? Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. He directs our steps. All of this is true, and we can rejoice in these truths. And then when we feel the pressure of life closing in on us, we can turn to this God who saved us through the work of his Son, and we can set our needs before him, and we can pour out our heart to him and find the hope and rest that we need, that solid anchor for our souls. And so, my friends, as you face whatever it is you face this day, the solution really is not all that complicated. It's look to the Lord, trust in the Lord, pray to the Lord, and expect him to honor his promises to you as his child, that he will care for you, he will watch over you, he will bring you safely through. Well, I trust these times are a blessing to you. I hope they are. If you'd like to contact me, you can do so. The information is there on the screen before you. Until tomorrow, may the Lord bless you, may he help you, may he give you that peace that passes all understanding as you learn to trust in him.